Is Paris a good idea for a family holiday? Bonjour. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Empower. My power, your power, our power. On today's episode, we are discussing if Paris should be on your list of destinations when planning a family holiday. The truth is, Paris is always a good idea. It can be an ideal holiday destination to explore both with your partner as well as with your kids. I say this because this year I've already traveled to Paris twice. I've been lucky enough to go there first on my trip in February to celebrate Valentine's Day, with, of course, no surprises here, my husband Kunal, a much needed getaway for us too. This second time was only 6 weeks later for spring break when we came back with my 15-year-old teenage son, a very different experience to say the least. So I'm here to share with you today how you can look at Paris through two different lenses, that is holidaying in Paris with family versus holidaying in Paris with your partner. So let's start with my first trip to Paris with my love. People all over the world flock to this beautiful city for its shopping, food, culture, parties, amongst many other things. That is exactly what my husband Kunal and I wanted to do. It was the perfect romantic getaway from the busy lives that we live. We visited the Louvre Museum, however more like posed outside it, and had drinks and desserts at Café Marly. We took long walks along the banks of the River Seine, soaked in the glow from the Eiffel Tower, from a distance, of course, and as I was told, it's the more Parisian way. So Sarah, this lovely friend we made, actually said that go to Pont de l'Arma, you get the perfect view across the bridge with the beautiful river and the Eiffel Tower as your backdrop. It's less touristy, less busy, and, you know, the perfect angle rather than just standing under the Eiffel Tower and trying to, you know, get the perfect angle and fighting the crowds to the perfect spot. So there you go. So did all of that, and of course dined at the chicest of restaurants, sipping rosé and lobster salads at L'Avenue and having champagne and seafood at Cos. And we spend our evenings enjoying the best of wines and cocktails the city had to offer. Dancing even, doing shots, I admit, at Matignon and more. I even got invited to underground clubs with a secret code to enter that's only by invitation and only shared on the day that you're going. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it that night. However, how I love Paris. So, we had an amazing time, you know, seeing the sights, sipping champagne, not only at Plaza Athene, an influencer and fashionista's favorite hotel, by the way, but also while shopping at Hermes, Dior, Chanel and more, soaking in the designer chic at Rue de Faubourg and Rue Saint-Honoré and Avenue Montaigne, of course. These are all lovely streets with, a very high-end designer, Parisian chic vibe to them all. Yeah, so of course, if you're in Paris and you're looking for that kind of vibe, you must check them out. We soaked in also a lot of the culture. We met a lot of locals. We made new friends. We went to local little wine bars. Went to even little perfume stores, you know, that are amazing. And, we liked making friends with people from all over the world that we met in Paris. And of course, the lovely Parisians themselves, like Hugo Cassaro and Ben at my favorite Tumio, and Sarah, a sweetheart who I mentioned earlier, who's a friend for life now. It was an indulgent trip, a luxurious one, a romantic one. If it were a film, we would have La Vie en Rose as our title soundtrack for sure. So let's cut to 6 weeks later. We're back in Paris with our son, Vivan. And yes, 6 weeks later, things were a little different. It was definitely a beautiful time to visit, as spring had sprung and there was gorgeous sunshine to brighten up the chilly mornings. In fact, some of the locals told me that that was the first week the sun was out in March. And they said we were really lucky because it was supposed to rain the following week after we left as well. So I must say we got the weather with us. Okay, so Jokes apart, we explored some of the same touristy sites with our son this time, but we swapped a few things around. We had to make it family friendly, of course. We switched the Louvre couple photo shoot with actually exploring the Louvre Museum this time. As all three of us are art and architecture lovers, and our son especially enjoyed the tour, and it was a fun family day out. From checking out the Mona Lisa to the beautiful art and artifacts the museum houses and stunning crown jewels, it was an insightful and rich experience for us all. This time around, we switched our shots in champagne, which, by the way, you must try Ruina Blanc de Blanc if you're there, because it's not available everywhere. And it's Kunal's favorite. So yes, swap the champagne sipping Parisian nights with soaking in the sights and sounds of the city and clicking lots of family pictures. We changed from the must-visit restaurants with the must-eat food places. We enjoyed fun family time around the tables of popular cafes and restaurants that were known for more for their good food and less fanfare. We went to this very nice local French restaurant called Flotte, if I'm not mistaken, and it was near the Mandarin Oriental where we were staying. And overall, the trip was more crepes than croissants, you see. So shopping with family was on a completely different level, but fun nonetheless. From high-end designer shopping, as I mentioned earlier, here I was wearing a baseball cap, posing away while shopping at, you know, Supreme and Off-White for my son. Luckily, no queues here or appointments needed. We loved the trendy collections and the hip vibe and, you know, fantastic designs, the creativity, the art and creative element in all the, you know, they even had limited edition shoes, which we scored, and stuff from like skateboards at Supreme to headphones and everything that a young teenage boy would love anyway. And a lot of hype-beast stuff, I was told. So how can one not indulge in the local and street food of Paris? The crepes, the baguettes and burgers were worth throwing our diet out the window for sure. With our son Vivan around, that was our go-to food most days, although he does have a fancy side and loves escargot and caviar too. And it was difficult to keep a check on our calorie intake for sure. No regrets though, we got to discover the fun, local and authentic Paris as a family this time. Paris for me was a fun experience with my family because of its numerous parks and open spaces too. Walking along the lovely streets of Paris and discovering one such area which we loved exploring was La Marais was such a pleasurable experience. It was a great day out. So La Marais is a residential place known for its old world charm, its galleries, cafe culture and chic boutiques. It's a historic district in Paris and hosts many outstanding buildings of historic and architectural importance too. The district has been rehabilitated and now sports trendy shopping and restaurants in streets such as Rue de Franc-Bourgeois and Rue des Rosiers. It's a perfect place for people of all age groups. I mean, it was really adorable watching like grandmothers with their grandchildren or couples enjoying the sunshine in the park or, you know, school kids hanging out in groups listening to music. It really felt like a little picnic going around in the local parks there. So a big thank you to Patrice, the concierge at Mandarin Oriental, for recommending this lovely place to spend the day as locals do, and for all the spots that are the local hotspots too for your nights out on both our trips. Thank you, Patrice. You're amazing. All in all, Paris is always a good idea. With or without kids, there are a host of activities you can indulge in with just your partner or as a family. And if you're like me and need a heavy dose of both the decadent and daytime experience, then make sure you keep your experiences separate, or at least please have some help to leave your child, back with someone who can take care of him or her or your children so that you can enjoy some me time or some couple time too. That brings us to the end of a fun episode of my Paris holiday with and without kids. Hope this helped and you have fantastic trips in the future to Paris with some of the local tips and of course the touristy ones and the obvious ones, enjoying the sights, the sounds, the art, the culture and the beauty that makes Paris one of the best cities in the world. So keep seeing all my lovely holiday pics, videos and reels. And thank you so much, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all the podcast related content and some additional fun sessions, engaging videos, delightful pictures, reels and so much more on all my social media, Instagram, Facebook. You know, we tweet about it and check it out, and feel free to email me anytime at empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. My Instagram and Facebook handles, as you know, are Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.